are very welcome along to the second in a two-part series on dissolving a civil partnership in the Republic of Ireland. In part one of this report, I spoke to barrister-at-law and founder of the LGBT Lawyers Association, Rebecca Lacey, about the legal processes involved in dissolving a civil partnership and some of the differences between dissolving a civil partnership and divorce. For this final part of the report, I spoke to counsellor and psychotherapist Stephen Vaughan about the emotional and psychological effects that the breakdown of a civil partnership can have on couples and ways in which to cope with the stresses involved. I began by asking Stephen about some of the ways in which couples can improve communication within their relationship so that relatively minor issues don't become unsolvable problems.
Well, sometimes we describe it like if you want to have a garden, that you got to keep the garden tidy, because if you don't, the weeds will actually grow. So it really is important to do the ordinary everyday work of dealing with the things before they become bigger issues. They do tend to fester. And I think one of the things like that is really important is that, you know, no matter how happy you are, you still do need to think in terms of actually doing work on a relationship, making sure like that you are actually getting the things that you want out of the relationship, and that the other person is also. So if there are things that are actually annoying or festering, they do need to be expressed. However, there are certain things, like sometimes that, you know, maybe we actually know about our partners that are probably unlikely to change significantly. Some people are actually better in the morning than they are in the evening and things like that. So some people who are absolutely hopeless timekeepers, if timekeeping is a really, really big issue for you, you might have to compromise a little bit, like that your partner may actually improve a bit on their timekeeping, but they may never actually meet your standards immediately. So there's certain things we do have to compromise on a little bit, but by and large, though, if something is actually really bubbling away or festering, you do need to actually air it and actually make sure the other person is aware of it and hopefully will do something to respond to it.
Presuming the relationship is beyond repair after counselling, how can couples work to make the dissolution of their civil partnership as stress-free as possible? For example, mediation maybe, as opposed to no contact, presuming that there's no violence or anything like that present.
Yeah, I think most people would be well advised to consider mediation. At the end of the day, like, it is difficult to separate. There's a lot of things that each person has to actually go through in terms of personally and then financially and legally, and then sometimes there will be children involved as well. So it does actually need, ideally, the cooperation of both people to actually make it as smooth and, I suppose, in some ways, maybe as mindful of, you know, how people are like. So in other words, if things go legal, it can be very damaging. Emotionally, people can actually start putting things in writing to each other and then they can get very heated. The solicitor is actually maybe trying to work very hard for their clients, but it may actually fuel the level of animosity between two people. So often mediation is a really, really good option to try first. It does require maybe setting aside the reasons why people are separating. You know that you want to separate, but it's a question now, can we actually do this in a way that's less damaging to both of us and maybe to children if they're involved. It also makes huge sense financially as well, that couples don't spend huge amounts separating from each other and ultimately find that there's very little left for either of them when, by the time everything has actually been sorted out, that mediation can be much more efficient financially.
There is no legal requirement at the moment for couples wishing to dissolve a civil partnership to seek counselling before the dissolution process begins. However, it would be considered in general best practice to suggest some form of counselling. How important is it to understand the emotional toll that the breakdown of a relationship can have on us?
I think it's very, very important not to underestimate it. I think for a lot of people, they may have difficulties in the relationship. It can be easy for people to actually blame the other person for causing the problems, etc. But from a counselling perspective, really, we would say, well, actually, it takes two people to create a dynamic in a relationship. So it can't really all be about one person and, you know, their behaviour, like causing this difficulty or that difficulty. Although sometimes it can be. Somebody can be completely unreasonable. But often in a relationship, there is potential for one or both parties to actually change, to learn how to actually live more happily or contentedly within the relationship. So I think it really is important to actually consider the counselling option. In some cases, you might find a partner saying, no bloody way, like, I'm not going to be talking about our problems, like, in front of somebody else, or I'm not going to give you a platform or whatever. So they're just too hostile to go into counselling. That I would see sometimes as maybe another nail in the coffin for the relationship, that if the person isn't really willing to try that avenue, then there's very few other options to explore, really. But it's probably important to say as well that many couples who come for counselling, they do work to improve their relationship. They do want to actually see, what can we do to help us to actually stay together, to be more content in the relationship. There may be acknowledgement from both sides that some of the things that they do, some of the ways that they behave or interact are sometimes problematic, and often it is very useful like that they actually air that out in front of someone else. A couple can fall into a pattern of actually fighting, squabbling, not really listening to each other. And then sometimes they don't really hear what it's like from the other person's point of view. So in a counselling situation, they really do listen much better to each other. And that can make the change. And also, I suppose it's fair to say too, that many couples go through the counselling process and actually decide that maybe the relationship has come to an end, that maybe there is no real kind of possibility or option for much improvement in the relationship. But they do actually try to seek counselling to see, well, is there any point in us staying together? Is there any way we can improve? Or are we better off separating? And that often can be the outcome too.
And in terms then, if they do find out they're better off kind of separating, I suppose maybe counselling might be useful to them in terms of learning how to maybe live as separate entities if you've been in a partnership for a very long time.
Certainly one of them may actually decide to stay on in therapy because, as we mentioned earlier, like separation can be very painful, and that process itself can go on for quite a long period of time. A person may be losing a partner who, even though they're not happy with, but felt like some kind of support. The therapist can actually support a person as they go through it. And one of the important things too is that maybe people also feel like that they've learned, or they're beginning to learn a lot about themselves in the counselling process, and learning to actually live more happily as an individual. And maybe at some stage later on, if you're going to be in a relationship, and maybe you want to actually be happier within yourself. If you don't actually change, you might find yourself drawn into another relationship where you end up with a partner who actually is very similar to the partner that you've left where you were unhappy. So maybe you do need to actually do a little bit of work to ensure that maybe I'm not seeking somebody who, for instance, might be, you know, a strong figure who might be a minder or seem like a minder. But ultimately then, that's not a good relationship for me. So many people do stay on in therapy.
In terms of managing the levels of stress and the emotional turmoil that comes with the dissolution of a civil partnership, or indeed just the breakdown of a relationship, is there anything that you would recommend couples to maybe do, such as maybe meditation or taking a moment for themselves, aside from maybe, you know, visiting a counsellor on a regular basis? Is there something they can do maybe just in their own time?
Yes, I think some of the things you've mentioned there like are very useful at a practical level. It's a very emotional time. There's usually a lot of anxiety, a lot of insecurity. So at a practical level, making sure that you try and live as healthily as you can during that period, not to forget to exercise, not to forget to eat properly, to mind your alcohol intake if you're a smoker, not to actually start hitting the cigarettes too hard, so that you actually don't add to the level of stress that you're experiencing. I think it's also very important to remind people as well that a good support system is very important. And sometimes when people have been overly involved in relationships, they may have neglected some of their support systems. So by that, I'm referring to a good friend maybe that you can talk to. It can be a good sounding board. It can be great support for you. Family can take on that role sometimes too. And, you know, I think like it's just really important like that people actually feel that they're not alone or that they're not isolated.
And where can people find out more about couples counselling and relationship advice?
Well, there are many organisations which actually provide couples counselling. I work in a centre in Dublin called Mind and Body Works, and we have a number of couples counsellors. There's also an organisation for counsellors and psychotherapists known as the IACP, so people can Google that.
That concludes this two-part report on the legal and emotional aspects of dissolving a civil partnership in the Republic of Ireland. My thanks again to Barrister at Law and founder of the LGBT Lawyers Association, Rebecca Lacey, and to counsellor and psychotherapist, Stephen Vaughan. If you have been affected by any of the issues raised in this two-part report, you can contact the National LGBT Helpline on 1890 929 539 or visit their website www.lgbt.ie. For Ella Magazine, I'm Jenny Butler.